Some of us count sheep to sleep. Farmers count their sheep with a rather less peaceful aim in mind, with growing concerns as the rain just keeps coming down. While you and I might be losing a bit of sleep, farmers face losing sheep. March was record-breakingly wet. April is shaping up to be worse. Farming is facing challenges from a number of directions, with rising ferry costs, transport, energy, fertiliser, raw materials, and it seems a slump in local demand. And if that wasn't enough, the heavens are conspiring against them.
The wet weather has just been monotonous now since best part of since September, I would say.
Kerry Kermode farms at Orrisdale and is one of Manx Radio's farming presenters.
Lambing traditionally is done outdoors in March time. Now, because of the unfavourable weather conditions we're seeing in the last sort of 5-10 years, it has become more essential to bring them inside to keep the mortality
rate
down.
Is that cold or wet or what?
So this year has been unprecedented, the amount of water that we've had. And with that, when the sheep gives birth outside in the mud and the grass and the lamb is trying to get on foot, sometimes if it is cooler or is really, really heavy rain, they don't get
on
up foot, and deck
going. Link up with its mum.
Yep, basically get onto its feet. Yeah. They're born very much, flimsy, like little Bambis, and they have to get the strength and the warmth and the energy to get up and get going. Yeah. Now, this can be hampered with the wet weather, the cold weather, and just the environment, the persistent wet environment. They physically lose their strength from trying to get on foot.
It does seem that this is the climate we're now coming up to having to face in the future. How can farmers deal with it in the future?
Well, this is it. Farmers change their calendars every year. Some farmers will lamb pre-Christmas. A lot of it is governed by the markets that we sell into, but there seems to be better drier weather before Christmas now. So maybe farmers are going to program their sheep to lamb earlier in the year. March seems to be really, really unfavourable. Every year recently it's been heavy downpours. The seasons are a lot later. The spring season is a lot later. Grass growth is slower. So people are now pushing out towards sort of the end of April, beginning of May to lamb. It's just trying to avoid them really, really heavy months of awful weather. Putting up sheds is an idea, but they are so expensive. The cost of steel, the erection, the process of getting plan and permission. And obviously, sheep prefer to be outside as well. So the adaption to being inside is really quite tricky as well.
What stage are we in the lambing process?
So right now, I'd say 2/3 of our farmers will be well underway. There's some farms only just starting. And normally they say sort of April, towards the end of April, get more favourable weather. At the minute, it's just been the same treacherous weather from January right through.
How long are lambs vulnerable for? How old do they have to be before they become bully lambs and can look after themselves?
This is it. So within the first 48 hours of life, they have to get on foot and they have to suckle the first milk from the mother sheep. It is absolutely essential for life. If they don't, they will die. They have to get those antibodies in their system and the strength from that energy from that milk. After that, if the mother's milk is sort of hampered, it's slower, the grass hasn't got the sugar and energy to produce good strong milk to put through to that lamb. That lamb will be growing weak and his antibodies and immunity will be weak, and therefore up until 6 or 8 weeks that lamb is very vulnerable.
So that's the period, the critical period.
Yeah, it is. It's supplemented sometimes by feed. Sheep could be given additional feed in the fields. You'll see an awful lot of farmers at the minute going with hay bales or silage bales or even bagged meal so that they can actually get enough energy in their bodies to create that good wholesome milk.
The one thing we can say, and the sun has just come out and it actually feels reasonably warm. That is one plus in the last week. It has got a little bit warmer.
It has indeed. The grass growth hasn't really stopped throughout the whole of the winter, but it's actually accessing the land. It's actually being able to travel on the farmland to check the sheep, you know, with a vehicle or to tend to a casualty you have to get on the land to help her and support her. It's very, very tiring. So a few days of dry weather makes all the difference for man and beast. And we really, really need some more sunshine.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.